In a suggestion to monetary authorities, former Kingdom Bank owner and Harare businessman Nigel Chanakira said, instead of laying charges against offshore account holders, Zimbabwe could benefit immensely if it comes up with a neat way of bringing that money back home.
All that money that's out there is actually a net foreign asset for us. So the 288 people, bring it home. I would say we've got about $10 billion from what you were indicating per annum. I think let's have a neat way of actually bringing that money home or leveraging off it.
He said taking punitive measures could result in the country completely losing the money, which stands at about $10 billion, going by Reserve Bank estimates that the country has been losing $2 billion annually through externalization since dollarization in 2009. Chanakira said other nations like Nigeria have been prudent enough to realize those investments were foreign assets which should be brought home and taxed accordingly.
Countries like South Africa, where that money has been moved out as investments because people were cautious, they've been smart enough as to allow a period of declaration and sanitization of those funds. And then with a view, obviously, to then penalize people who keep those funds undeclared. I am therefore recommending to the government of Zimbabwe and specifically to the governor of the Reserve Bank to prudently consider those foreign assets.
Zimbabwe National Chamber of Commerce Deputy President Divine Jukula urged the central bank to consider Chanakira's idea.
The RBZ might need to manage the way people are going to be allowed to bring back the money that they've externalized in a manner that is not punitive.
These suggestions were also echoed by economics professor Ashok Chakravart.
It's not something unusual. Many countries have done it. They have actually given an amnesty for that kind of transaction whereby you can bring back funds and bring back resources. And there should be a fixed amnesty period, and it should be clearly defined in the law, and it's a very good proposal.
African Leadership Convention Chief Executive Officer Davidson Gomo said if there was conclusive evidence that the money was wrongly externalized, it must be brought back home.
But I think what's more important is really making sure we plug all the holes that allow for that externalization. That's far more important than what you're suggesting.
Confederation of Zimbabwe Retailers President Danford Mutashu said while he supported the idea of bringing back the money, those uncooperative must be prosecuted. Reserve Bank Governor John Mangudla, while not committing to dialogue with the accused, said some of the cases were now being investigated by the police.
In terms of investigations, Reserve Bank is investigating now. It's a regulating arm. Yes, we've got our financial intelligence unit, but this is goes through the normal process of investigation.
He called for discipline among business people, saying most of them were blaming the government for problems which they created themselves. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa could not be reached for comment on this matter. The Reserve Bank, under Gideon Gono, instituted several arrests of business people and bankers for externalizing funds, but none of them were convicted. Over 280 Zimbabweans appear in the Panama Papers, including some prominent business people. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.